What we're celebrating today is the 15th anniversary of the first commercial internet contract that was signed in the province. What we used to call resellers, and now we would call internet service providers, the first contract to set up one of those happened 15 years ago.
How did you get involved?
Well, through my work at the Alberta Research Council, I worked with the University of Alberta and the University of Calgary. Going back a little bit into the late 80s, we set up the first internet network in the province, which was called ARNet. And we also worked on the national level with people across the country to set up a national network, which was called CANet. These networks together gave a backbone and a skeleton of an internet network inside the province. And our role was to set up the infrastructure, set up the communications, and also to run the management of the network and put contracts together with organizations who wanted to become part of the internet.
When you first saw that opportunity back in the early 1990s, why did you grab onto it? What is it that you saw?
Well, my background is in computing, so I'm familiar with communications and networking. We had networks in the Research Council going back into the 70s. And what I saw when the internet was coming forward and expanding was an opportunity to take networks out of the realm of being individual networks, private networks inside organizations, to being a public network, which would then open lots of doors in terms of communications. Anybody in any organization could communicate with anybody else in any other organization or individual.
Well, certainly it's evolved over the last 15 years. What do you see as being the biggest differences?
I think the biggest differences are that the internet has become so much a vehicle for personal communication. The background of the internet was for science and research, and then it evolved into being a business tool. Then, sometime in the mid-90s, there was an explosion of software which allowed individuals to use the internet very easily in terms of, email and so on. What has happened over the last 5 years is just amazing in the terms of how the breadth has spread in terms of communication between individuals.
What do you see is down the road now? We've got Facebook, we've got YouTube. What's next?
Education is obviously a place where the internet is being used in a big way, and I see that it's going to be expanded in a big way. You don't need to be in a classroom with somebody to be educated these days. You can have distance education and so on. There will be different ways of doing that, different tools, different techniques will come forward. On the personal communication level, it's really limited by the imagination of the people who write the software. There is really no limitation to the kind of things that can happen.
Now, I have my own websites, and quite often I look at the statistics to see who's coming and what some of the addresses are. And there's always some from ARPANET, and I'm told that that's very old. What is that?
Well, ARPANET was really the genesis of the internet. ARPANET was a network which was set up by the U.S. military initially to provide them with communication between their research establishments. So all the protocols of the network that are now being used on the internet all had their start within ARPANET.
So anyone who's using that address today is military?
No, I don't think that's probably true. There's probably people who are in the education field that also would have that address. So I think it would be limited to military and education.
What's next for you now that you're retired from this? Or do you ever retire?
Well, my wife and I are switching horses in midstream, so to speak. We're both going to Ethiopia next month. I'm going as an IT advisor, and my wife is going as an education advisor. We're going to work at a university in a place called Jimma, and we're going for a year.
Well, have a good time there. Thank you very much, Walt.
Thank you.